Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Tzadi Zayin. We left off on daf Tzadi Vav and Beis. We are at Ibayilahu. So says the Gemara, Ibayilahu. What? About 10 lines, 12 lines up? Yeah. Oh, you got 10 lines. Okay. Yeah, let me just start from here. The last row line is Basar. Yeah, about 10, 12 lines up. Ibayilahu. Kichesh Basar Machmas Malachamai. What's the halacha if the animal becomes weakened? Because it was doing malacha. Wait a second. If you're asking about an animal getting weakened as a result of malacha, whether you're chayiv or not, the implication is that if it's mesa machmas malacha, that if it dies machmas malacha, you're going to be chayiv. So, neima lav leukma bekilsa shilta. Why should you be chayiv if it's mesa machmas malacha? Can't you be able to taina to the person who lent you the animal? What do you think I borrowed it for? I borrowed it to work. So, if it died as a result of its work, that's not my problem. Ella amarava lomi bayikichesh basar machmas malacha de pater. No, so the Gemara says, rather what we mean to say is it's obvious if it just got weakened because of doing malacha, for sure you're pater. Ella afilu mesa machmas malacha nami pater. Now the chiddush is that even if it's mesa machmas malacha, you're also pater. Da amarle lav leukma bikilso shilta. Because the person who borrowed can say to the lender, look, I didn't borrow it so that it could sit on the side somewhere. I borrowed it for it to work. So if it was unable to work, that's it. It's not my fault. So, and you knew what I was borrowing it for. So therefore, if it's mesa machmas malacha, the guy is going, the shoel is going to be pater from paying. Now the Rishonim all deal with the very obvious question, and that is that a shoel is chayv for everything. The shoel is chayv for every ones, no matter what happens. If the animal just conks out and dies, machmas anything, and just because the malach hamavis came and visited that animal, the shoel is going to be chayv. So why is it that when it dies as a result of malacha, the shoel is going to be pater? Granted, he could say, I didn't borrow it to sit on the side. What if it died sitting on the side? Right? So then he can't say, I didn't borrow it to not breathe or to... What do you mean? I borrowed it to be able to sit on the side at least. And yet he's going to be chayiv in that case. No matter what the onus is, the shoel is always going to be chayiv. So what's the hava amina? What's the... Not hava amina. Why is it that when it comes to mesa machmas malach, all of a sudden, the shoel has a taina? So there are three approaches, two by Rishon and one by Nachron. The Ramban writes that the shoel is mekabel on himself the achrayos of any ones that does not come about through the pshia of the mashil. But if the ones comes about because the mashil was posheya, then the shoel is not mekabel that achrayos on him. Now, when it dies for any other reason, it's just an ones. Nothing to do with the mashil being posheya. But when it's mesa machmas malacha, we assume that that's considered the mashil being poshea. Why? Because the mashil knows that the shoel borrowed the parah for the sake of malacha, and the mashil therefore should have made sure that the animal was ready to handle malacha. And if the mashil did not examine his animal carefully enough to determine whether it was able to handle malacha, then the mashil was poshea. The Ramban writes, according to this, if the para dies machmas chom, the kovid amalacha, if the para dies because of heat or the exertion of the malacha, where you could say that the mashil should have been able to tell if it would have been able to withstand such malacha, that's where we say mesa machmas malachas pater. But according to this svara, if it dies because of some other reasons, so you're not going to say that the mashil was posheya, that he gave him a para that was not ru'uyil malacha, because the misa was not caused by the malacha, it just happened to have died while it was doing malacha. So if it happens to conk out while it's doing malacha, but it wasn't a misa caused by the malacha, so it has nothing to do with the pshia of the mashil, and mele, there's not going to be any ptur of mesa machmas malacha. That's Ramban's approach. Rashba writes that someone who's mashil para l'chaveiro for the sake of malacha knows that the para is, by definition, going to be weakened by the malacha, like the Gemara is indicating over here. Ki chesh basar machmas malacha. We said, davar pashut, that when you give an animal, when you lend an animal to be used, obviously it's going to be weakened somewhat by doing the malacha. And you don't care, nevertheless, you're still lending the animal, even though you know that it's going to be weakened by the malacha. So we have an old svara that we bring back. Mali katla kula, mali katla palga. So if we know that you're going to be pater for being katla palga, for weakening it, for killing part of it, so mali katla kula, mali katla palga, so then you're also going to be pater when you kill the whole thing. So that's the svarik. When the animal's weakened, that's also called the chatzi misa. The third approach is the Machna Ephraim. Machna Ephraim writes that when someone is mashil a kli or behema, so he's mistama being mashil something that's ro'il malacha. And therefore, if the animal dies or the behema breaks or whatever, because of malacha, as a result of the malacha that it's doing, and you lent it for the sake of malacha, so its hispara davar becomes obvious, l'mafreya, that this behema was never ro'il malacha. If this behemoth was never royal malacha, so it was a sheila b'tos. The conditions of the sheila that you were going to give me, it's similar to the Ramban but different. The Ramban says it's a din in the pshia. It's not that I'm pshia, it's just that it turns out this isn't what we thought it was. And since I didn't give you what we thought I was giving you, I didn't give you an animal that was royal malacha, so mele was a sheila b'tos. So it's as if the deal of sheila never really happened. That's the shita of the Machna Ephraim. Now the shita's Rambam over here is somewhat difficult. The Rambam writes that the Patur of Mesa Machmas Malacha, Rambam in Sheila Pikadon, Aleph, the very first halacha in Hilchos Sheila Pikadon, writes that the Patur of Mesa Machmas Malacha is only if it dies B'shas Malacha. Let's say an animal works a long day in the hot sun or whatever, and it's working, you know, the malacha that it's supposed to do, and then right afterwards it conks out, right afterwards it dies. So it's pretty obvious that it died machmas malacha, but it didn't die b'shas malacha, says the Rambam, then you're going to be chayiv. You're only patur when it dies b'shas malacha, not when it dies machmas malacha. So the Ramban and the Rashba ask on the Rambam, and they say that it has to be, the Ramban's words are ta'usu. But the Rambam is clearly mistaken. Why? So the Ritva writes, because according to the Ramban, that the Patur is a result of the Pshia of the Mashil, that he should have examined the behemoth to make sure it was Roy to do the Malacha, and if it wasn't Roy to do the Malacha, then the Mashil is considered the Poshea. So what do we care whether it died B'Shas Malacha or if it died Shalom B'Shas Malacha? As long as it died Machmas Malacha, that's all we should care about. Plus the Lashon, Mesa Machmas Malacha. It doesn't say Mesa B'Shas Malacha. Chazal would pretty much know the Lashonos. They should have said Mesa B'Shas Malacha. So the Rivash, in defense of the Rambam, the Rivash writes in the Tshuva that really the fact that the Rambam says it depends on Shas Malacha or not Shas Malacha, because the Rambam was bothered by a fundamental question with the concept of Mesa Machmas Malacha. That is that, what do we do, an autopsy? How do we really know what the animal died from? Are we really able to determine the cause of death just by seeing what happens to the animal? It's very difficult to determine cause of death. So says the Rivash, the Rambam was bothered by that, so he said it must be that there's some geder that Chazal gave us. So the geder must be, if it's B'Shas Malacha, so we can't really know for sure that it died because of the Malacha, but if it's B'Shas Malacha, we'll have to assume it died because of the Malacha. If it's Shalom B'Shas Malacha, we'll assume it died not because of the Malacha. I may know differently. Yeah, but you know, we never know for sure, and therefore that must be the geder that Chazal gave us. That's how the Rivash writes. That's what motivated the Rambam to say a shita. Okay, says Gemara Viter. We are up to five lines from the bottom now. Says Gemara, who gavre to shatil narga mechavre? A guy borrows an axe from his friend. Itvar, and the axe breaks. Asal kameh Rava amrle zil aisi sadi delav shanisa bay ve'iftar. So Rava says, do me a favor, bring witnesses that you use this axe in the normal way, you didn't do anything unusual with it that could have caused it to break, and then you're going to be pater. So that's all you need to do. So, v'ilak asadi mai, and what if I don't have witnesses, then what do I do? So, tashma, tu gavr tashal narga mechavre, v'itbar, asal kamed rav, amale zil shalom narga ma'alia. The story happened, someone borrowed an axe, broke the axe while he was using it, and they came to Rav, and Rav says you got to pay him for the axe. So Amar le Rav Kan of Ravasi le Rav, Dina Hachi. So Rav Kan Ravasi said to Rav, really? You have to pay in Nargam Aliyah, you have to pay for the axe? Vishasik Rav. And Rav was silent. Vilchsak Rav Kan of Ravasi, Dimahadile Tavre Umimaliyale Dmeimana. And the halach, in fact, is like Rav Kan and Ravasi, not that you pay in Nargam Aliyah, but rather that you give back the broken pieces of the axe that you have, and then you compensate him for the difference between the value of the broken pieces and the value of the axe when it was shalem that he had given you. So if you look at Rashi, Dina Hachi, what were they asking when they said Dina Hachi? So says Rashi, Dina Hachi sheyishalem lo kli asuy masukan, meaning the psak of Rav was, give him not just an axe, nargama alia. Don't just give him something worth that the value of an axe. Rather, you have to give him nargama alia. You have to buy a new axe. You keep the broken pieces for yourself and buy a new axe for the guy. So that's what they were asking. Is that really the din, that you have to give him a good, functional axe? In general, when nezek happens, so let's say I damage you by killing your animal, so bailim metaplim benevela, which means that if your animal is worth 200 and now it's worth 50, the carcass is worth 50, I pay you $150 and you keep your nevela. So the same thing over here. Hachanami yashumu lo shivrei rishon v'alei nishalim damav. So that's exactly what they were asking of Rav. They said that the same thing should be over here, that you should pay the, you should give back the broken pieces of the axe, and then be mashed them, whatever is missing from your own money. But you shouldn't have to pay a brand new axe. You shouldn't have to give a brand new axe. So that is, so if you look at Tosfos on the bottom of Sarivavam Beis, Zil Shalom Nargam Alia, so he quotes Rashi, Pirish Bekuntras Nargam Alia Acheres Yitin Lo Vashvarim Yu Lo Shal Shoel. The Rav's psak, in fact, was that you keep the mazik, the shoel has to keep the broken pieces for himself and compensate the mashiel with a brand new axe. Says Tosos Ve'einira L'Rabbeinu Shmuel. Dafilu Ganav Gazlan Mashmashi Yicholin Lefroa Subin Kmo Mazik. Kedamrim Parakama De Baba Kama. Even a Ganav and a Gazlan are allowed to pay back anything. You give back anything that's metalfil, and if you owe money, you just give back the value of what you owe. Kulan Kavos in Lashali Mimetav Pirish Vesram Abra Avos Ganav Gazlan Bechlalan. Right, we said that everyone is all the mazikim are like the avos that pay Mimetav, and included in the avos mazikin are Ganav and Gazlan. Alma medama tashlumi ganav gazlan tashlumi nezek v'imkeni parasubin. So tashlumi ganav gazlan are compared to tashlumi nezek. So you should pay subin. Subin means anything that's metaltalin, whatever you can give back. You can give back anything that has value that's metaltalin. So if you have broken pieces of an axe, not only can you give him back broken pieces of an axe and actually compensate and pay cash for the rest, you can find other axes that are broken and give him several broken pieces of different things that each have value. It's not the best way to give money. That doesn't matter. It's not your responsibility. You just have to give him something that equals up to the value of the axe that he originally gave you. So what's the havamina? Why would Rav say that you have to give him a full axe? It doesn't make sense. Umefarish Rabbeinu Shmuel de Mishalim Nargama Alia Hainu Shepchas Shehuzal Mishas Hatshvira Ad Shas Hamad Bedin Havid Shawel. Now, the dispute over here between Rav versus Rav Kahana and Rav Asi is not whether you're allowed to give back broken pieces of an axe. For sure you're allowed to give back broken pieces of an axe. Question over here is, when the axe originally broke, it went down from being worth $100 to being worth $50. And now, at the time of payment, it's worth $25. The machlokas is, who takes that hit? That's what the machlokas is about. Umosef al shvir kashas hamad bedin ad sheish v'nargama alia. That Rav said that you have to pay $75, and Rav Kahana Rav Asi said, no, you only have to pay $50. Because at the time that it broke, it was worth $50, so it's as if it was his at that time, and you just mashlim the rest. That was really the machlokas, according to Rabbeinu Shmuel. So that's a fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, in terms of what the conversation in our Gemara is. Just one more ha'ara, the Rishonim say, and the Rishonim are bothered, that in our case, there was this Hahu Gavra who borrowed an axe and it broke, so Rava said, bring witnesses that you weren't posheya, that you didn't do anything unusual with it, and that it in fact was mesam achmas malacha, just broke in a normal way, and then you're going to be pater. So the Rishonim ask, why do you need witnesses? By all the other nezikin, when it comes to something, by all the other shomrim rather, when it comes to something that you're pater from, all you have to do is swear that you didn't do anything worse, right? If it was nignav or nevad on the shomer chinam, so all the shomer chinam has to do is swear that he wasn't posheya. He doesn't have to bring witnesses. So why over here is there a need for witnesses? So there are several approaches taken by the Rishonim. Shidim Gvetzes writes in the name of Tosfos Shantz that since it's not normal for things to just conk out as a result of malacha, as a result of their normal use, unless you really pushed it to its limits, unless you really didn't use it for its normal use, you really were much tougher on the item than you normally would have been or than it normally deserves. So since it's not shchiach at all, you're not neman unless you have edim. So even though everyone else is neman without a shvua, because is neman with only a shvua without edim, that's because it's normal for what they're saying to be true. But it's not normal for it to be true that something that you borrowed for the sake of malacha just automatically just stopped working in the middle. So since that's not normal, the shavua is not going to suffice. You're going to need to bring edim. The Ritva writes, Ritva Chadashim is miyashev, that really all the shomrim are neman b'shavua. But a shoel, since he's chayv in onsim, and he's only potter when the ones happens to be meisamachmas malacha, so he's different than shar shomrim. He's different than other shomrim. He has less ne'emanos than other shomrim. Because it's not that he has any real p'tur. No, he's chayv in everything. He's even chayv in onsim. It's just that there's this loophole that when it's meisam achmas malacha, he gets off the hook. So he has less ne'emanos than every other shomer. Other rishonim answer that we're speaking about a case where there were a lot of people who saw the meisa. And the halach is like Yisi ben Yehuda, that if there are people who saw, then you have to bring edim. That if you have the ability to bring edim, because there are people who saw what happened, then you bring edim, you can't get away with a shvua. But Enoch Inami says these rishonim, that really if there were no people available who saw it, all you would need is a shvur. You wouldn't need edim. You only need edim when edim are available. The Ritva also matarates that really, enochinami, the guy could tell him, I want you to swear. It's just that he figured he might as well, you know, go for more first. He might as well first ask him to bring edim. And if the mashil can't get the shoal to bring edim, so then he would ask him to take a shvur. But again, enochinami, he'd be nemer with the shvur. And that's how many rishonim seem to assume, that a shvur really would work. It's not that a shvur doesn't work. It's just that if you have the ability to bring edim, and the Rosh says similarly, he tells him, bring edim and you can be pater, or take a shvua. Most people don't want to take a shvua. It's not comfortable to take a shvua. So he says, okay, bring edim. So you want to bring edim, that's fine also. But it's not dafka that you need to bring edim. That's the majority of Rishonim seem to assume. That the edim aren't necessary. It's just if you're not going to take a shvua, then the edim are going to be important. Says the Gemara Vayter. Who gathered the shalil davle mechavre? A guy borrowed a bucket from his friend, Itbar, and the bucket broke. Asal kamei de Rav Papa, so they went to Rav Papa, Amalei Aisi Sahadi de Lo Shani, so Beiv Iftar. So Rav Papa said, again, bring witnesses that you didn't do anything unusual with the bucket, and you're off the hook, and you'll be pater. Same story as before. Ha'u gavre de Shal Shunro Mechavre, a guy borrowed a cat from his friend. So, why would you buy a cat? Why would you borrow a cat? Just because you need some love in your life? Cats aren't very loving creatures. So why would you borrow a cat? So chavra le'achbari v'katuhu. You borrowed a cat to kill the mice. And the mice ganged up on the cat and killed the cat. So now what's the halacha? So is that called meisa machmas malacha? So yes, Rashi becoming bailei ki agavne mai. Right, in such a case, what's the halacha? Ki meisa machmas malacha dami alo. Is that considered that it's meisa machmas malacha? Or is it not considered that it's meisa machmas malacha? I remember when I was doing kashrus research, we went to the backs of many restaurants, in the basements of many restaurants, basements and sub-basements in Manhattan, and one restaurant we were in, it was like middle of August, this time of year, 90 degrees outside, no air conditioning down there, the cheese was left out for hours, it was disgusting, and we saw a couple of mice run by. It was pretty disgusting, and we said to the owner, you see those mice? I don't see anything. And then we went across the street to another restaurant that we also went to the basement and the sub-basement, and there were no mice, and I was very impressed. So that's fantastic, there are no mice, and then all of a sudden a cat walks right by. That's how they took care of their mice problem. So if you borrow, if you're running a restaurant and you borrow a cat to kill all the mice in the sub basement, in the kitchen, whatever, there are so many mice that they all gang up to kill the cat. So is that called meisa machmas malacha or not? Is that ki meisa machmas malacha dummy, or is it not ki meisa machmas malacha dummy? Fractosos. Ki meisa machmas malacha dummy, is it similar to meisa machmas malacha? What are you talking about similar? That is meisa machmas malacha. That's the very definition of meisa machmas malacha. I brought this cat in to do one job and one job only, and that is to kill mice. While trying to kill mice, it got killed by the mice. That's it. That's the definition of meisa machmas malacha. What kind of shayla? So it says Tosafos, ki agavna mai tema, mai kami baile, halo meisa mamish machmas malacha. That's it. It was exactly meisa machmas malacha. Yishlamar di yibayleim shina b'masha licha l'makam shahar be'afbar mitzuyin. Avle in lo lishmar shlo yarguhu. Meaning the situation is that I borrow a cat. I say, I have a mouse problem. I want to kill the mice, so can I borrow your cat? You assume a mouse problem means one or two mice. I didn't tell you there are 300 mice in my basement. And with 300 mice, that's a much bigger job than a cat is used to. So I never mentioned that part. So I was mishane in that sense, by bringing it to a place where there are many akbarim. Still, I never would have imagined that the mice would kill the cat. I would have imagined maybe the cat wouldn't be so successful, but I never would have imagined that the mice would kill the cat. So that's the question: is that considered meisa machlos melacha or not? So I'm like Mordechai the Ravashi, Hachi Amar Avimi Mehagrunya Mishmei the Rava, Gavra the Nashi Katluhu Lo Dina Velo Dina. He says if a guy gets killed by women, so Lo Dina Velo Las Dina Velas Dina, meaning whoever could have expected that? It's so unusual for the weaker gender to kill the stronger gender. The same thing over here. Whoever could have expected that the mice are going to kill the cat, so it never should have happened. So ikata amri achil achbari tuva v'chavilumis. Some say now the situation was not that the mice ganged up on the cat and killed the cat, you know, that they ripped him to pieces, but rather that the cat ate so many mice, it got so sick from eating so many mice that it died. So Yasser Ravashi v'kamayin ba ki agav nemayin. And that's what they were asking. In that situation, what's the halacha? So I'm like Mordechai the Ravashi, hachi amar avimi me'agrun, yagavr denashi kadlu, lo dina v'lo dina. And again, that's where he says the same mashal of someone who gets killed by the weaker sex. What do you mean someone gets killed by the weaker gender? And that's not, again, the case of the mice and the cat. In this lashon is that not that the mice killed the cat, but that the cat was killing the mice. It just died from eating it. So what is that? What's the nimshal, the mashal with the man and the woman? So Rashi changes it. Rashi says lasdina v'lodaina over here. Dinashi katu. Rashi says bal bilos harbe umes. Again, the case of the cat is that it dies because it's just being gluttonous. It's eating mouse after mouse after mouse. So we hear also, the nimsha, the mushel that we have with man and woman, is not that women gang up on the guy and kill the guy. He's boel bilos harbe. He's being so gluttonous with his bios. He's being such a baltaiva, going after woman after woman after woman, that eventually he just dies from having so many bios, from exhaustion, from so many bios. So that's the situation. That's the mushel and the nimsha. Okay. Amar Rava, Haiman debay l'mishal midi mechavre v'liftar. Rava says, I have good advice. If you ever want to borrow something from somebody and be pater from anything that happens to it, namely Ashki and Maya, while you're borrowing something from the guy, tell him, can you get me a glass of water? And that way, Davi Sheila Bebailim. You then have arranged it that the borrowing is Sheila Bebailim. So that's a great idea. And he says, but if the other guy's smart, then you have a problem. Because v'ipikeachu, if the mashil is a smart guy, namely Sha'il Bereisha v'hadar Ashkiach, he could tell him, why don't you borrow first, and then I'll give you a glass of water. Meaning, Sheila Bebailim is all tali, as we already discussed, at the Shas Sheila. And if you hire the Bailim afterwards, even if the Bailim is working for you at the Shas, Shvura Mesa, nevertheless, you don't have the patur of Sheila Bebailim. So if the Mashil is intelligent enough, he can tell you, I'm not going to work for you yet. First take the take possession of the item that you're borrowing, and then I'll gladly get you a glass of water. Amarava. Mikri Dardiki, a teacher of young children, Shaslo, or a gardener, Tavcha, a butcher, V'umna, a bloodletter, Safar Masa, the barber of the town. Right, Safar usually could mean barber, or Sofer would mean the Sofer or the teacher, but we already have Mikri Dardiki over here, it means Safar, the barber. Kulin bi'idan aviditayu kishelu bebailim damu. All those things, all those people, when they're doing their work, they're considered shelu bebailim. Meaning, if they're working for you at that time, it's considered at the time that you borrowed something from them, so then it's considered that it's shelu bebailim, and therefore you're going to be potter. You're going to have the patur of shelu bebailim. Amalei Rabban l'Rava sha'ilan mar. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Rabbeinu nishalanu l'melachteinu lilmol danu Torah. The Rabbanan said to Rav, unbelievable. They said, if we borrow anything from you, it's Sheila Bebailim, because we hired you. You're our Rebbe. So therefore, it's as if you are providing your services to us. We're using you for your services. So, Lilmul Lanu Torah, to teach us Torah. Shiyoshiv Mlamid Lanu Torah Kalayom, Rashi says, because you're sitting and teaching us Torah all day. V'im Nishal Mimenu Behema Umesa Niftar. meaning Rava, you're going ahead and saying that the barber and the bloodletter and everybody else, that it's Shela Bebailim, because they're providing a service for people who are borrowing from them. Well, guess what? You're also providing a service people are borrowing. You're our employee. Whatever Rebbe wants to hear from a Talmud, you're my employee. I pay you to work for me, so you gotta make me happy. You have to do the job, and also it's considered Shela Bebailim. So Rava didn't like the way they phrased that exactly. So Ikbid, he got very upset about that. So Amr Lahu Lafkui Mamonai Kaba Isu. What are you trying to take away all my money? Adraba Atun Shiltun Li. He says, no, the way I see it is that you are lent to me, that you're at my service. Because in the raya that you're at my services, I'm going to learn whatever I want. You're going to sit in front of me and listen to my shiur. You're going to listen to whatever shiur, whatever topic I want to talk about. So therefore, I'm the real Bailam over here. You're the one that's working for me. And maybe if I were to borrow something from you, it would be Shela Bailam. But you borrowing something from me is not Shela Bailam, because I'm certainly not working for you. Right? That's Rashi. Atan shuil tun li l'malachti. Shekshani chafetz lahaskul b'mesechas acheres. Shelo tishkach mimeni. If I want to chazer over another mesechta, eina tamichol nimchos piyadi. You're not allowed to make a machal. You can't say anything against me. So therefore, it's considered Shela Bailam. According to this Geder, so it would seem that the Geder is if the Rebbe can change the Masechta. So a Rebbe that works for an institution that's learning Masechta X in any given year, so then it would be that he's employed by them, and he's the employee. Question is, the employee of the Talmidim? Pashlus, yes. Their parents are paying the tuition. He's the employee of the Talmidim. So it would be considered She'ela Bebailim in that case. Question is, sometimes a Rebbe has leeway, meaning the learning, the Masechta. He could choose whatever sugya he wants. Why is it dafka in the Masechta? He could take a day and say, you know what, we're not opening a Baba Metzia today, instead we're going to talk about this topic. And no one's going to bat an eyelash, no one's going to say anything. So is that considered, who's the Bailam in that case? I don't know. But it says more of Elohi. Anyway, it's incorrect. It really depends on the day of the year. On the Yom HaDekala, what's the Yom HaDekala? When they would come to be Shalom V'darshin B'Ilchus HaChag, Lamed Yom Kodem HaChag. So they would have to come and learn all about the halachas of the Yontif. So that's the Rebbe had to talk about the Yontif. He had no option. He had to talk about Hilchus Pesach before Pesach. That was his job. So he couldn't change the topic on them. So long as he couldn't change the topic, so then he's considered to be their employee. And if they were to borrow something from him, then it would be Shela Bailam. The rest of the days of the year, he can change the topic, and therefore they're considered to be his employee, so to speak. And it would be Shela Bailam in the other direction. Right, so again, unclear exactly who can and cannot change the topics. Yesterday I was supposed to speak in the Young Israel Lion Theaters about responsa from the Holocaust, and I saw the list, and I saw 4 out of 5 speakers were talking about the Holocaust. So I was going to change the topic. But then I ran into a guy in the supermarket, Howie Balter, and he said, oh, you're speaking about responsa from the Holocaust? My son is so excited he's going to come. I said, well, actually, I think I'm going to change the topic. He said, you can't do that. You advertise responsa from the Holocaust. You can't change the topic. So I didn't change the topic. I didn't know you can't do that. So apparently you can't do that sometimes. So I was meshuba to them. So it's okay. Anyway, says Gemara Vayter. Mareimar bar Chanina ogar kudnayasa bechazai. Mareimar bar Chanina rented his mule to the Bechazai, to the people of Bechazai. Nafak levuyetuna badayu. And he went out to load bundles, to load items, packages on the animal, and to help them load up the animal with the packages. So he rented the animal to them, but he helped them load up the animal with whatever packages that he had. Pashubo miss. They were poshea in the animal, and the animal died. Asal kameda rava chayvinu. So they came to Rava, and Rava says, Yechayv, meaning this was an issue of Pshia Bibailim, right? We said that that if it's Shvuro Mesa, when it was Shela Bibailim, so then you're going to be Pater. What about when you're Poshea with the Bailim? So, first of all, there are two issues over here. Is it called Shela Bibailim, if he was just helping them load up the packages? And you also have the issue of Pshia Bibailim. So anyway, Asal Kameh de Rava, Chayvinu. Rava said, Yechayv, that you don't have the Heter of Shela Bibailim. Amalei Rabban L'Rava, Pshia Bibailim Hi. So they said to Rava, but it's Pshia Bibailim. So Ichsef, Rava became embarrassed. Meaning what Rava had said was that, again, they were Poshea and it died, and Rava was Mechayiv them to pay. Right? Meaning, so he did not have the Ptur of Sheila Bebailim. So the Talmidim said to Rava, the Rabbanan said to Rava, that it's Pshia Bebailim he, meaning the emphasis is not on the Pshia, meaning they don't care. They're not going to mechalik between Pshia and anything else. They're just saying the point is, it was Bebailim, so there should be a Ptur of Sheila Bebailim. So Rava was embarrassed. He didn't know what to say. He said they really got him on that because it was Bebailim. L'sofik Vlayim Milsa to the Mesar to Una who denafak. Then it later came out that he actually did not help them. He didn't lift a finger in helping them load the bundles. He was just observing. He just wanted to make sure that they were treating it properly, and he just wanted to see how they were loading the bundles onto the animal. So it turns out, even though, again, this is something you have a lot in the Gemara, that there's a certain amount of siyata d'shmaya in Psak, that even if they paskin something for the wrong reasons, somehow they manage to get the Psak right. You find that a lot of times in Poskim. Sometimes, even when Poskim are dealing with the wrong mitzius, they have a certain siyata d'shmaya to get the Psak correctly. So here he was dealing with the wrong mitzius, and really, by all means, he should have gotten this Psak wrong, but he accidentally got it right. So at first he was embarrassed, but nevertheless he got it right in the end. Says Gemara, "Hani chalaman yam pshia bebailim pater." This works great if you assume pshia bebailim is pater. Mishum hachi yichsef. You understand? That's why he was embarrassed. If you hold that when you're posheya with bailim, it's the same as anything else, as shvur omesa with bailim. So then you understand why Rav was embarrassed, because he really thought, look, if the guy actually helped, if the mashal actually helped them load up the animal, so it should be considered shela b'vayim, and it should be pater. That why should it be pater? Because that's assuming that you hold pshia b'vayim is pater. El mandiam rechayiv amay echzif. But if you hold that pshia b'vayim is chayiv, then why was he embarrassed to begin with? So says Gemara, lo mif shapashu ba el ignuve ignuv umesa kedarka beganav havi. Now we got the case all wrong. It wasn't a case where they were posheya. It was a case where it was stolen and it died kedarka in the house of the ganav. Vasil came to Rav v'chayvinu, and they came to Rav, and Rav was mechayiv them. So Amar le Rabbanan Rav, gneva b'bailim he ichsif. And they came to Rav and they said, what are you talking about? Why are you being mechayiv? It's gneva b'bailim. And Rav was embarrassed. L'sof v'glay milsa the lemesa tu'una hu denafak. And then later came out, as we said, that he was just observing. He wasn't actually helping them load up the animal. Now, when we say what the case really was, what did we say? Not that they were posheya, but that it was stolen from them. And then it died kedarka beganav, in the house of the ganav. Why is that second part important? Just say it was stolen from them. So then it's a normal type of loss that was done, and you had shela b'vayim. So you should be pater anyway. Why do you have to tell me what happens next? So if you look at Rashi, mesa kedarka beganav v'afilu hachi chayavin. The chiddush is that they're still going to be chayiv. Dinami shafka malachamavas, even beganav havakayma. Malachamavas beganav havakayma. Dinami shafka, even if you would have left, even if you would have left it alone, it would have stayed, it would have died by the malachamavas, would have gotten it wherever. Kedamrin parakamavkid. Hilklach mishenignava chayiv b'tashlumin. But the point is that since they stole it, they're going to be chayiv b'tashlumin. But that's the chiddush, is that Yechayiv, even though it died anyway, and you could have timed it, look, it was going to die no matter what. It doesn't matter where it was going to die. If it would have been by you, it would have died also. So that's the extra chiddush. If you look at Tosos, Umesa Kedarka Beganav, Frak Tosos in Tomar, Matzarok Lomar de Mesa Beganav. Why do you have to tell me that it died by the Ganav? Yishlom Rishum de Bezet Tohu Osam Shasav Rishum Mesa Bepshia. Tosos says, no, the Gemara is just dealing with, how do we get the Metzius of the case wrong? Where did we mess up in the description of the case that we got the Metzius all wrong? So something must have happened that led us to believe that it died as a result of Pshia. So you can't just tell me, oh, it got stolen and we accidentally thought it died as a result of Pshia. No, those two aren't at all similar. An animal getting stolen, an animal dying as a result of Pshia, are not easily confused with each other. So it must be, says Tosfos, that it died at some later time, and therefore people confuse that with dying as a result of Pshia, and that's that's why the Gemara goes out of its way to say what happened to it later, just to make it make sense in terms of how they got the story wrong. Now, in just one more Ha'ara before we do the next Mishnah, Rava over here gets embarrassed. And they ask him a question, and he gives an answer, and he thinks he has the wrong answer, he gets embarrassed. Maritz Chayis points out, he says, Nir be'enai ayin ba'basro kuf lamed gimel amed beiz, ichsif Rav Elish kara rava alei ani Hashem be'ita achishena. That Rav Elish was embarrassed once, and Rava said about him, ani Hashem be'ita achishena. Va'ayin Rashbam, what was Rava trying to do? She Rava ba'lin nachamo. That Rav was trying to be Menachem Rav Elish. Shakarish Baruch Hu Zimna Lebeso Beregazos L'man Yachzir Rav Elish Mehora Aso. Meaning Rav said something that pointed out that Rav Yilush made a mistake in halacha. Rav Yilush was all embarrassed that he made a mistake in halacha, and Rav said, "No, don't you see? It's min hashamayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that I came to your house pumped at this moment so that I could correct you and that you shouldn't be nichshal in a dvar halacha. Look what a zuchus you have. That most people, when they're nichshal in a dvar halacha, they never know about it and it just goes and they mess up and they pervert the Torah because of it. But the Ribbono Shel Olam saw to it that I should be here to correct you when you make a mistake. So it's a tremendous zuchus you have." That was the nechama he was trying to give him. Vine kan reinu, says Maratzchaya. So here we see the gam Rava ichsif mepnei shasavar shata'a. Rava had the same experience. Rava, who corrected Rav Yilush, had the same experience of being embarrassed when you think you made a mistake. V'hikir b'nisayon shadam alu litos u'mnei zen nichim shamil Rav Yilush. Sometimes, in order to be menachem somebody else, a similar experience helps you to understand the mindset to be able to be menachem the other person effectively. So Rava understood the mindset of Rav Yilush. Many others may not have even understood that Rav Yilush was embarrassed or what it would have taken to take away his embarrassment, to be menachem him from his embarrassment. But someone who went through a similar experience, he's able to be menachem properly. It's always a good din in nechama in general, that if you want to be menachem somebody, having gone through the experience alone is just enough, usually, you know, even if you don't say anything too profound, there's a little bit of nechama, whether it's, you know, misery loves company or whatever, but there's a little bit of nechama to know that you're not alone in certain things and that other people have went through. So that's our Shabbos Nachamuvah. That's our Dafyami coincidence, that nechama. Okay, new Mishnah, says the Mishnah. Hashola Sapara. Someone borrows a cow. Shala chatziya yom v'sachra chatziya. You borrow it for half the day and you rent it for half the day. Shala yom v'sachra l'machar. You borrow it for today and you rent it for tomorrow. Sachar achas v'shal achas. Or you borrow one cow, you rent one cow and you borrow the other cow. Umesa. And then an animal dies. Hamashil omer. So the mashil says, Shu'ula mesa. The borrowed one died. B'yom sha'isa shu'ula mesa. Or it died on the day that it was borrowed, if that was the arrangement, that it was one day and one day. Bishah Shaisa Shula Mesa, it died at the time that it was borrowed, if it was half a day, half a day. Valomer, and the borrower said, Eini Yodea, I have no idea which one died. Halacha is chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Why do you have to pay? Bari v'shema bari yadiv. The mashal says, I know exactly which one died. I'm bari, I'm absolutely certain about it. The shovel says, shema, I don't know. Maybe the one that I borrowed died, in which case I'd be chayiv. Maybe the one that I rented died, in which case I'd be pater. Bari v'shema, bari adiv. If you look at Tosos on the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amin Aleph, Tosos asks, "V'gemara mukilor of Nachman b'shiyesh esek shvua b'nehem." The Gemara is going to say that we're talking about where there's already some sort of shvua that they're chayiv between them. V'kasha l'rida, may tzarech luk me'hachi, d'b'lav hachi avali mechuyiv shvua yali de gilgul. Anyway, he should be chayiv a shvua over here, al yidei gilgul. Da'amar le maskir, ishtavali miyas de kedarka mesa, va'al yidei gilgul tzarek li shavu de schura mesa. Meaning, anyway, the mashal can have the shovel take a shvua that it died kedarka. Meaning, the way it died, he could have him take a shvua. That for sure he can have him do. And then once he hasn't taken that shvua, so shouldn't he be able to be megalgal on him shvua that the schura mesa, that the rented one died? Ve'niyach li shava. And after all, the shovel is not going to be able to take that shavua, da'kamer in yodea, because after all, the shovel's whole taina is, I have no idea which one died. So it's he's chayiv v'shvua in yachli shava, and the rule is, mitok she'in yachli shava mishalim. The rule is always going to be, you chayiv to pay, mitok she'in yachli shava. So why do you have to say that he already had an esek shavua b'nehem? Forget esek shavua b'nehem. Right here, you can create an esek shavua. Say that he's definitely entitled to be mashbia that was mesa kedarka. Once you're entitled to be mashbia, the shul that was mesa kedarka, so you can be megalgal on him the shavua that it was this animal that died. And he can't do that. He can't take such shavua, so that's why he's going to be chayiv. So if you look weiter in Tosos, Tosos says, v'nira l'ri, a few lines further, te'im megalgal in elikusha nitva tomein vaday, dumya desota shetuenes vaday, that we can only be megalgal a shavua when the tomein comes with a vaday. Aval bereisha v'seifa shenitva tomein shema, ein megalgal in v'avi dumya desota. But in the case where the nitva is only a shema, you can't be megalgal a shavua on him. Meaning the gilgal shavua doesn't begin when the person who the claim is being made against is only saying a tainas shema. Ach kosha, says Tosos, mitziyasa shasokher toin vaday. The only problem is we're going to have a case in this Mishnah where the socher is also toin vaday. In that case, we have a shtark akasha. Why don't you just say it's a gilgul shvua? V'omri, demayri kishma amino amashil b'mashomer shekadarka meisa v'ena maskikol l'shaval kach. So it must be, you have to say the case is that you believe him that it died kadarka. So you're not being mashbiya him. You're entitled to be mashbiya him that it died kadarka, but you choose not to because you actually believe him. You think he's telling the truth that it died kadarka. So you're not actually being mashbiya him that it died kadarka. Mimele, there's not going to be any gilgal after that. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter. Hasocher amar schura mesa. What if the socher says that it's definitely the rented one that died, and therefore I'm pater, or biyom shayis haschura mesa, on the day that this animal was rented is the day that it died, and therefore I'm pater, b'shal shayis haschura mesa, or at the time, if we split it as half a day, and during those hours that it was schura is when it died, and therefore I'm pater, v'alo omer, and the maskir slash mashil says, eni yodea. How am I supposed to know? I wasn't there. I mean, you know better than me. You were the one that had the animal at the time. I really have no idea if it was the day it was borrowed, but I think it's at least possible that you're lying to me. It's at least possible that it was really at the Shas Sheila and you just don't want to be chayiv, but I don't know. So the halach is pater. He's going to be pater again, because Bari V'Shem over here. The Tainas Bari of the Socher slash Shawal, Tainas Shem of the Maskir. So Zeomer Shu'ulav Zeomer Schura. What if one guy says it was the borrowed one that died and the other one says that it was the Schura one that died? Now both of them are sure. Each one is coming with the Tainas Bari. So Yeshava Asocher Sheschura Mesa. The Socher is going to have to take a Shavua that it was the Schura that died. Says Rashi, Yeshava Asocher, Ulkaman Parach Mashatan Ulahodulo, Vechel Ksuva Shavua Zu. That where do we find such a Chiv Shavua? Right? He was towing him something that he was never Moda, meaning, what does it mean he was towing him something that he was never Moda? Where is it a Chiv Shavua Midaraisa? Moda B'mitzas. Moda B'mitzas means I say that you owe me $100, you say you owe me $50. That's not what's going on over here. The guy's tightening, you owe me 100, you owe me the animal, you owe me the full payment for the animal, and I'm tightening, I'm pater. I don't owe you anything. It was the schura that died, it was not the shu'ula that died. So exactly where the shu'ula is going to come from, the Gemara is going to deal with. If both of them claim that they don't know, so then yachloku. So it seems a simple moment of mutl b'safek type of situation where you just say that they're going to divide it. Says Gemara, sham mina manuli biyadcha v'alo mer en yodea chayiv. We see from here, from our Mishnah, that if someone says you owe me $100, and the other one says, the nitva says, I have no idea if I owe you $100, then he's going to be chayiv to pay, because that's exactly what's going on over here. In the Reisha, right? He's being tovea, he says, look, I know that it was the Sheula that died, and he says, look, I have no idea. So we see that he's chayiv. Leimatavi tiyufta Rav Nachman. Shouldn't this be a tiyufta on Rav Nachman to itmar? Because we know the statement, manali biyadcha v'lo merein yodea. If you have this exact case where someone says you owe me $100, and the nitva says, I don't know. Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda Amri Chayiv. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say you're Chayiv. Or Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan Amri Pater. Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan say that you're Pater in such a case. So answers the Gemara, no, Kedam Rav Nachman Kigon Shiesh Esek Shvua Beinehem. Hachanam Kigon Shiesh Esek Shvua Beinehem. No, the situation is that there's already an Esek Shvua between them. And since there's already an Esek Shvua between them, he's Chayiv another Shvua through this Taina, and he can't take a Shvua because he doesn't know. And therefore, since he can't take a shvua, he's going to be chayiv. But if there's no previous esek shvua, is what we were referring to in Rambam Aleph, and it tells us if there was no previous esek shvua, then einoch nami, he'd be pater, because then it's a simple case of manali biyadcha v'alo me'rein yodea, where you're going to be pater. But if there's already an esek shvua b'nehem, then you're going to be chayiv. Just one word from Tosos, Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan Amri Pater, Babakamu Parakamu Duxubus Pirush Bekuntras Pater Hainu Kodem Shniskun Hashvuas Hases. This whole din that you're pater that Rav Nachman says is only before they came up with the concept of Shvuas Hases, that even when you're kofra kol you have to take a shvua. So it's not really the halacha nowadays. Avol Acher Shniskun Hashvuas Hases Chayiv Lishava Sheni Yodea. Once they were misakin Shvuas Hases, you would have to take a shvua that you don't know. Dim Lokein Kol Nitva Yomer Ein Yodea V'Yipater Miklum. Because otherwise, every nitva will just say, I don't know, and then he's going to be pater, and that will get him off the hook. So in order to avoid that situation, we have such a concept called Shavu'ot Sesus, which you would in fact be chayiv.